joining us this morning from United Way. We've got Jennifer. We also have some great people joining us from Whirlpool. We have Dave and Andrea. How are you guys this morning?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing great.
We're talking Rock the Boat, which is coming up here before you know it on July 18th. That's like what? Like a week?
Two days. A week away, yeah.
Nine-ish days away. So you guys are getting all things set up for this event that has just grown exponentially over the past few years. It seems like when you go to Rock the Boat, that this has been something that's been going on forever because it has turned itself into almost like a rock concert.
It really has.
Over a short amount of time. This is what, the
fourth year
that you guys have been doing this. So tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening. It's coming up on the 18th, but what are some important things that people need to know about this?
Sure. So it's hosted by Whirlpool. All of the proceeds benefit United Way of Southwest Michigan. So everything stays local. It's at the Inn at Harbor Shores, which is on the St. Joe River. And the race takes place right there in sort of that little bend in the river. So you can see the race from either side, but most people come over to where the Inn at Harbor Shores is. And it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, this is the fourth year, and last year we had about 3,000 people come, and this year we're expecting around 5.
Wow. Okay. So how many of those are those participants, or are those just crowd goers?
That would be the crowd. There are 75 boats in it this year. We capped it at 75 because we wanted to kind of keep it a reasonable length. Yeah. And yeah, but that's a record number for us. The first year we only had 5.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And we are now the largest cardboard boat race in the Midwest.
The largest cardboard boat race? Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, Andrea, I noticed that your official title is Whirlpool Rock the Boat Lead.
Yeah,
so what does that mean?
Well, that means that I'm leading this as far as the campaign. This is the event that I'm the lead for the committee. There's a lot of us that actually work on this event, though. That is not my job title, but that is.
But this month it is.
This month it's heavily. Yeah. There's a committee of us that have been working to make this event happen. We work with the United Way. And then this event has really become embraced by the community, which is awesome. You know, of those 75 boats, 50 of them are community boats. You know, 25 are Whirlpool boats, which is what we were hoping for, that the community would really take this event.
Absolutely. And so, like we've said, that it has grown and you've added some things to to the mix of stuff this year, including the People's Choice Award.
So the People's Choice is improved this year. We've got, you can go online at uwsm.org/rocktheboat, and you can see the list of boats. You can vote for them online. It's a donation is how we raise additional money. So the team that makes the most money fundraising will win. They will present a $2,500 check to the United Way partner organization of their choice on their behalf. So that's awesome. that's new this year.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And bragging rights.
Rights. As well as a traveling trophy that they will get to hand off to the winner next year.
Absolutely. That's great. And like we've said too, that it's kind of like a rock concert. It's like a big party, and you've got the Party Time Boat there.
We have the Party Time Boat. You can buy tickets. They're $35 a piece. It will come with Silver Beach pizza. You'll get a pair of sunglasses. The radio remote will be on there with Matt Malone. It's a great viewing opportunity. It's really the best seats in the house or on the river.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. People, it was new last year. People had a great time that were out on there. So tickets are still available.
Okay.
Again,
how do we get those?
Go to the website again, uwsm.org/rocktheboat, and you can purchase tickets there.
That's awesome. That's just some of the things that are happening. It's coming up on July 18th. That's only like 9 days away at the Inn at Harbor Shores. Rock the Boat. And you also said, real quick, there's going to be live music as well.
Go ahead.
At 8 o'clock after the boat racing is done, we're going to have Hey Girl Hey there to rock the dock and continue the party into the evening. So come listen to the music, have a couple drinks, have some great food, and watch the sunset. It'll be a lot of fun and family friendly. So we'll have activities for kids. We'll have food trucks and
That's
then
great.
Music to watch the sunset by.
Looking forward to it. Jennifer, where can we find all the info about Rock the Boat?
Sure. You can find it all at uwsm.org. /rocktheboat, all one word.
Wonderful. Well, Rock the Boat is coming up. Be there. It's going to be one of the best events in Southwest Michigan. You don't want to miss it. Thank you guys so much for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having us.